There's been very heavy fighting in Mahlout since yesterday, and we had two shells, unfortunately, landing on the UNMISS base in Mahlout. One of them landed on the protection of civilian sites and did kill four civilians, including a woman and a child, and severely injured eight of them, eight who are in stable conditions currently treated at the Médecins Sans Frontières medical facility on the compound. Another shell landed in the area where the Indian troops have their facilities. No one was injured, but water installations were destroyed. This is absolutely unacceptable. This indicates a full disregard for human life, for UN assets and UN facilities, as well as UN staff. The parties have an obligation not to harm civilians, and the parties have an obligation to respect the sanctity of UN installations and assets so the United Nations can continue its good work in South Sudan.
The shells landed there as an intentional or just crossfire?
No, there was crossfire and fire in the vicinity of the base, and it is not, we do not believe it is an intentional shell. It's a shell, it is two shells that fell by accident, and in addition to that, we had a number of stray bullets that hit containers in the course of the crossfire.
Any additional number of civilians who have sought refuge in the base there?
Well, until yesterday, that is until the outbreak of violence, the base in Mahlout was providing safety to close to 1,000 civilians. Yesterday, about 270 of them made their way into the compound and are currently in the compound in Mahlout, while another 250 to 350 are in an area adjacent to the compound.
According to the information you have, who is in control of the area?
We have no information about that.
You don't have information. Now, tell me about the other updates here in Juba and in Bentiu, if any.
Well, in Juba, you may recall the very worrying incident that took place a week ago. It appears that most of the people who had seemingly fled the protection of civilian sites have come back, except for maybe 300 of them, and the situation is stable. The violence has been contained. In Bentiu, we've seen in the last weeks a trickle of people coming. I think we must be reaching 60,000 people now in Bentiu, which is a huge, huge number of people. While in Malakal, where there's been a lot of fighting over the weekend, there are something like 30,000 people who are currently in the protection of Syrian sites in Malakal. Many of them, 8,000 of them, having arrived since the 6th of April, where the fighting started in Akoko and Fashoda camps.
Issues regarding humanitarian access and flights to those areas?
Well, there are issues regarding humanitarian access in many areas where the conflict is ongoing, and it's not only humanitarian access, it is access as a whole. Our mandate, UNMISS, is a mandate of protection of civilians, but also monitoring human rights abuses and violations. To do so, we need to go to places, and we are trying to go to places, and we are being denied access. And so we are trying to compile evidence of human rights violation and abuses. We are trying to figure out who did what and to what extent. We are gathering testimonies, eyewitness testimonies, but we need to have the access, and unfortunately, we do not have the access.